Okay, folks, welcome to episode number 26 of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
And this is Stephanie.
And today's episode is going to be more so a little bit of a ranting episode compared to reviewing parts. Yeah, whatever. Jesus reviewing Christ. Products or whatever we've been talking about lately. Because I did look up the stuff that I had mentioned in the last episode about Mountain Mike, and we have not talked about it.
No, yeah, we kind of left off last episode with the fact that we weren't sure if we had mentioned it and then we'd come back with it. And if you listen to the last episode, you can kind of remember what we were talking about.
Right.
And this is going to be mostly you because I was out of this. I found out about this like after.
As I was going through it.
The fact, yeah.
All right, so basically the whole thing that this is mainly going to be about is keep an eye out for what you post and who's responding to it, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now with the anti-hunting community and them actually making threats towards hunters. And I'm not talking like just like, oh, I'm going to beat your ass threats. I'm talking the I'm going to offer $10,000 to have someone hurt you style threats.
Because that makes them so much better.
Yeah, that makes them great. Yeah. You know, threats seem to work in today's society. So basically what happened was is a guy that owns a shop in New York named Mike. He, like I said, has a shop, sponsors several archery athletes and stuff like that. And one of the people that he sponsors is a young female teenager. And I'm not going to mention her name just because she is actually a minor. But
we're leaving all names out of it, I suggest.
Yeah, except for Mike, since he owns a shop. Except and actually, yeah, I emailed him and got him permission to ask him, you know, can I mention this in one of our episodes? So, like I said, he sponsors her. She goes to these shoot events. She does really, really well. Actually, I just seen her post today that she was at an event recently, and out of like a 450 score, she scored a 430.
Good for her.
So, and, you know, she's a young female. But, get back on topic, she recently probably being about a month and a half ago now, legally hunted a black bear in northern New Jersey. And she got the bear. Well, she decided, you know, to post photos because she's happy. You know, she's smiling. She got herself a bear and everything like that.
And besides that, doesn't New Jersey area have a problem with bears?
Northern New Jersey right now is infested with black bears.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really badly to where Mike is not far from where we used to live in Orange County.
Yeah.
And the bears are starting to spread into Orange County, Delaware County, that whole entire area, you know, that area of Pennsylvania that meets up near Port Jervis, where all the three states combine and Jervis, is getting overloaded with black bears.
Yeah, so they're basically, you can walk out your front door and, like, walk in your kid to the bus and find a bear.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can go on YouTube and, what is it? Two black bears fighting over a garbage pail or something, and you literally watch two black bears pummeling each other.
I'll have to, while you're talking about the story, I'm going to look up to see, there's this one really good video.
Right.
Anyway, continue.
But anyway, but these two black bears beat the hell out of each other, like wrecked two cars in this alleyway in the process. Mm-hmm. But, so, she decides to go on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot, and post her photo of her with her cat, with her legal hunt. So, of course, you're going to have the antis that immediately jump on the photo and say, oh, you're a horrible person, you're this, you're that. Well, it got so bad to the point where people were honestly, and I have photo captures of this. I'll get into more, but I went far beyond that. But they were offering actual money to have this girl harmed. And one of the figures was an anti-hunter, and he offered $10,000, I believe it was.
It was $10,000.
He offered $10,000 to anyone who butchers this girl. And I'm sorry, that's horrible. It's a young minor, and you're offering $10,000. And then some other buffoon adds to his comment and says that he will throw $5,000 on top of that to any person who destroys Mike's business.
It's a jackass, is basically. Not Mike. I mean, the guy who did
right,
the...
Right, right. No, I know what you're talking about. But, I mean, this is horrible. So, you know, be proud of what you do. I mean, we had mentioned, what was that app? The hunting app for just like hunters. HuntWise, right?
There's a bunch of them. You're going to have to be more specific.
The one with the photos.
Uh-oh.
HuntWise, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. That would be somewhere, I think, for our style people, hunters, people who are into archery. That's where you want to post your stuff. Kind of, you know, you might have to go on a blocking rampage if you post it on Instagram and whatever, because everyone's going to see your shit. These people purposely look up whatever you're going to hashtag just so they could start shit.
You know what? Unfortunately, there's people out there that are so miserable with their lives and so miserable with themselves that they have to go out of their way to make someone else's life as miserable as them, or to make it so that they, I don't know, I want to say like project whatever hate or...
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, they can't live a normal life without anything going on, without anyone to hate, without anything to complain about. I mean, that's something that has to be, you know, involved with their existence, I should say. I don't know any way else to put it. But they're always going to be out there. And now with social media and everything like that, I mean, it's easier to find those people. Before, when you didn't have internet,
It
would be anyone, like, on your block, in school, like, you know, anyone that's actual in contact. But now you can look up a picture and you can kind of, you know, attack people without ever seeing them, without ever being in the area, without...
You get to be a keyboard ninja.
Yeah, exactly. And it's unfortunate that there's, you know, it just gives these people that need to have something to complain about or to hate someone else about a much easier way of getting to more people. And it's unfortunate that it's a minor on top of that.
She's
not doing anything illegal, and she's not doing anything to hurt any other people.
Yeah, she didn't poach this animal.
And unfortunately, people think that we all live in a world where you can go up, you can hug a bear, and everything will be all hunky dory.
If you're listening to this, please go and try and hug a black bear. Let's see how that goes for you.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is, not. I think it was, who did I see? Cameron Haynes, because he's on this whole thing with people attacking. Like, listen, if you want to be a vegan or a vegetarian, because I know there's two differences between the two. But if you want to go down one of those roads, then fine. That's great. You can do that without being negative and attacking others for what their choices in life are. You can go down that road and be happy with yourself and then just keep your opinions to yourself. Or you can keep them non-attacking.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
absolutely. Non-violent. But I think he said, what is it, 95%, I'm going to have to look it up too, of the world's population are meat eaters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
at least 90.
Yeah, it's like it's in the 90s. It's 90-something percent. And it's basically, you know, these people that would rather choose to hunt instead of go to a grocery store and go after some of these foods that have been, you know, the factory farming and everything like that, then you know what? This whole going after them and saying the killers and their murderers and their you know, pieces of crap is, you know what? It's just...
Yeah, but to me now, it seems to be more so rampant. Like, it really drew my attention when... like I said, the girl that Mike sponsors, when she got hers is when Cam's a tough dude. Joe Rogan's a tough dude. I mean, you tell one of those, like, oh, fucker, we're going to come and kill you. They're probably going to laugh at you and, you know, tell you bring it on, because most people are, like I said,
first
keyboard
all,
ninjas hiding behind a computer.
You're telling someone who shot an animal, which you eat, if you go to the grocery store and you buy any kind of food, you're obviously eating an animal that was living.
Right.
But if you call someone else a killer and you're saying, you're a killer, and I'm going to come after you and murder you and your family, that doesn't make you any better. That doesn't... You're not proving any point. You're not being the better person. You're just being a lowlife and a piece of crap is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You know, and I have my opinion, and other people have their opinions. And, you know, it's just... If you have nothing nice to say, then don't go out of your way to look people up to put them down and call them killers, and then put a price on their head, especially if they're a minor.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying that they're going to come and kill them.
Right.
You know, I have issues with that on so many levels.
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, it has gotten way, way out of control. There's even, like, another example of that I've seen is just because it's a female, and I happen to have her on Instagram, is a girl named Hannah Barron. She's from, like, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is one of them girls that puts on, like, a huge-ass glove and goes in the water and catches a catfish that'll swallow half of her arm, and she pulls this giant thing out of the water. So, but she's also a hunter. And, you know, you see on her posts, you're a whore, you're this, I hope someone slits your throat. Why? Because someone else is willing to do the hard work and actually hunt or fish for their meals, and you're, you know, in a store or McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, the fucking Walmart.
Anywhere you go to eat.
Yeah, those cows didn't commit suicide. So, but, I mean, with the thing with Mike, I mean, it got to the point where it was really horrible. There was hundreds of posts, both from people from the U.S., from people from England and Europe and whatever, but the two guys specifically.
Yeah. And I you know what, I told him not to mention the names because honestly, I know the post got taken down and she is a minor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know you could continue on what you did, but the mm-hmm. fact of the matter is I didn't feel like dragging it out with us
right.
and us getting further involved into it because it's I really don't want to go down that road.
Right. Well, anyway, like this, I mean, this girl's photo was a ethical photo, I would say. No blood in the photo. It was a clean photo. Just her with her bear, smiling.
It's a Disney front, photo.
Pretty much, yeah. Front profile, so no side shot. You don't see where the arrow went through the ribs, like I said, but no blood on her, no blood on the animal. It was a clean, just classic hunter still shot of, hey, this is what I got. So there wasn't anything, like, vulgar about it, nothing, you know, nothing even visually disturbing. You know, you could see the bear was dead, but big deal. That's what she was hunting, you know. The bear, it wasn't a trophy kill. She even wrote in the post that, look, I got my family 200 pounds worth of bear meat, you know, can't wait for deer season, you know. And this post not only just went from Mike and her own personal page, but she's also partially sponsored by PSC. They even posted it to congratulate her, which was awesome. You know, PSE is a big company. We both shoot PSE bows. I have my Inertia. You have your Stinger.
Yeah,
plus we have Bear bows, and I have my original Browning bow still.
I particularly like my PSE.
Right. So it's just, it's horrible that people are getting threatened like this. I mean, she got threatened, and it got escalated where Mike did what he had to do. All of the guys that are in the group that pay attention to Mike's posts and whatnot, everybody was reporting people. I even stepped it up and I background checked these guys' Facebook accounts with their Instagram accounts and found them on Twitter and everything like that and pretty much found out everything. And I reported both of these guys to their bosses, to the mm-hmm. companies they work for. And one of the companies, the CEO himself, replied to me. And I told him, this is what happened. Here's the screenshots. You really need to get a hold of Mike because his is the business that is actually being threatened here.
Right.
I was just happened to be, while we were in New York, I happened to be a customer of his. Nice guy, cool dude, whatever. But his shop was the one that was being threatened. And the girl he sponsors was the one being threatened. So please go to, you know, please get in contact with him. And he wrote me that he would, that he had fully wanted to discuss things with Mike and it wasn't unprofessional and blah, 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 and cool. So, but, you know, I guess the whole moral of the story is, you know,
don't be an asshole.
On their end, you know. I guess on our end, it's more sort of like, you know, precursor of warning, you know, be careful what you're gonna post.
Yeah, you know what, unfortunately,
even a clean photo like hers, someone's gonna throw a rampage fit and think they're a gorilla just fist fucking a keyboard to threaten you.
Yeah, I know. It's you listen to Joe Rogan too much.
Why?
Because it's like everything from his
what?
It's how
the gorilla
he, just how he yeah I think it's funny.
Well,
sorry,
the other portion of the comment happens to be the mechanics phrase of because we all got fat fingers and none of us can type.
Yeah, so but kind of oh both. No, I'm looking up at Cameron Haynes' post and it's 98 according to Google, it's 98% of the world does eat meat.
Oh, see?
So it's even higher than I was saying.
Right. But also probably, you know, 70% of that is not hunters. So, you know, woohoo, your cow still didn't commit suicide for those burgers, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, I don't, well, I think people are so, I guess, separated. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. I'm like separated.
Sorry, I'm swapping out my beer if you heard my koozie.
Yeah, could you, oh yeah, we got a comment about someone with a Rolling Rock. Wait, where was it? Willie, off of Instagram, because I'm looking on it now, from William D.
Oh, yeah.
13.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. You mentioned our Rolling Rock. It's a very good beer. I like it.
And well, we're from up in the Northeast, so everything's Pennsylvania beers, New York beers.
I gotta say, if we take any sponsors, I'll take one from them. I'll gladly promote.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, Jesus Christ. I completely, like, went off topic.
The food. How many percentage of people are
eating? Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people don't realize. I think people are so disconnected from the fact of where food comes from, how it comes from. It's not like this magical fairy places it in the store. I mean, it does come from live animals. And unfortunately, that's how the food chain is. And that's how it goes.
Yes.
And just because we're more aware of what we're doing doesn't make it unethical all of a sudden just because that we can have a better understanding of everything compared right. to an animal mm-hmm. just doing it out of instinct.
Well, it's also, I mean, like we've joked around before, like, you know, what your family member that's a vegetarian.
Mm.
And I also now have a vegan on my side of the family. And her idea of why she wanted to become vegan was the whole less cruelty aspect. And, you know, fine. That's her choice of what to do. She didn't condemn me because I was a hunter. But she decided to pick at my brain.
Right.
Why am I a hunter and whatnot? And we had a very good discussion of, well, you know, her idea was it's less cruelty and it's organic. Well, if you really think about the meat that we're hunting, it's organic also. These animals are free. You know, it's like the whole idea behind free-range chickens and grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
They're free to wander around, and they are, you know, able to do what they do, feed on unprocessed, unfertilized grass and whatever. And that's what the same thing that the animals that we hunt do.
Right.
So, and once I made her realize, you know, yeah, you're in it for the non-cruelty aspect, I shoot a very powerful bow for the aspect of insanely quick kills. I don't want the arrow to stop. I want to go clean through. So that's why, you know, once I explained to her the ethics behind of why she used such a powerful bow, plus on top of, well, the meat's organic. Look it up for yourself. And she was not hesitant, and she looked it up herself and seen that these deers and bears and everything else we're going to hunt, they eat grass and berries and blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. And they just roam the land. So in all reality, it's the most organic meat you're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's something that many hunters know. It's just common sense to us. But they don't, a lot of antis don't take into account, which she didn't because she didn't realize it, is bears, predators, big ass, you know, especially bears, they destroy all the other animals.
But see, the thing that people take for, they don't really realize, is that we live in an area or we live in a time where it's so easy to be able to, like, okay, I'm going to be a vegan now and go down to the grocery store and everything's there, everything's prepared. You can go down, pick whatever you want to eat out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
everything's
fine. Well,
convenience and technology has made pretty much a lot of people completely blind to
exactly.
what,
and
where we came from.
You know, they have that luxury to be able to choose to eat this or that.
Right.
You know, before the time when you'd be able to choose, and I know we're past that, obviously, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to look at people as us, just as humans, as a species, is what we are, of,
right,
like,
exactly.
surviving, I mean, it was basically whatever you had. If you were growing, you know, vegetables, then and that's what you had, that's what you ate. If you were
well,
able to
hunt... Well, I mean, scientists have even found that during the summer is when everyone had the grains and the vegetable. And this is, you know, evidence they found from a couple hundred years ago. Mm. When, if you were in a warm environment, you had vegetables and whatnot 9 months out of the year. And in the winter, you were doing what you had to do to hunt animals, because through the winter, you pretty much were eating protein nonstop. Yeah, there was nothing else.
People take for granted the luxuries that they have, and they don't understand. I think they're losing touch with the fact that they have that luxury to do these things.
Oh yeah,
and you know, I totally agree. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, now it's just so easy to go after people. You know, it's, I don't know. You know, you go from, like, being pissed off about it to just being, you know, it's unfortunate that there's these people out there. But they've always been out there. It's just now you can see more of them because it's easier for them to be out in the open.
Right, absolutely.
You know, it's so easy for them to connect and
there's millions of people a click away.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, it seems like there's more of it going on. But I personally think that it's always been going on in this type of magnitude. It's just that now it's so much easier for them to connect in an instant, whereas before you had, you know, internet and everything else, they couldn't connect as easily, like from here to California or Canada or across the, you know, to another country. Yeah. That there's probably still the same amount of assholes out there. It's just that they're all separated. Now they can come together so easily that it's like, oh my God, there's so many of them going on.
Right, exactly.
But on another note, I did look up that video they were talking about with the bears. Mm-hmm. So if you put in under YouTube, it's Bear Fight Rockaway, New Jersey, August 14th, 2014. It's these two bears just
duking it out.
Yeah, they're like right in front of this house in the middle of the street, just going at it. It's like a 6 minute video of these two bears.
Yeah, and they're two black bears.
Yeah, they're two black bears. And honestly, like, you could have been walking out of your house and these bears would have been right there in front of you.
Right.
I mean, think about it. If you're walking your kid to the bus, but you know what? Oh, bears, no, it's okay. So if it goes after you or your kid, oh, no, it's okay. They're very aware of what they're doing. It's okay. Fucking asshole. When it goes after your kid, is it still okay?
Yeah, I know. I definitely agree 100%.
They don't understand, but they have feelings. But they have feelings. You fuck when it eats your kid. Does it still have feelings? Is it still okay to shoot
him? Well, no. It's also the case. It doesn't even have to go as far as the kid. I mean, because you've heard it as well as I have on a bunch of podcasts, you know. If someone could be an anti-hunter, one, they don't know anything about conservation to begin with. But the second one of those bears or those mountain lions or some coyote or something eats their dog or their fucking cat, they lose their shit. And they're like, yo, you have to kill this. I'm sorry, go out there and give it a hug. See if it'll help you.
Yeah, you know? I know. Maybe that's all I need is a hug.
Yeah. Everything just needs a hug. Not everything wants love in this world. Who's another hunter that I've seen that's also... Oh, actually, matter of fact, she just popped up because she doing a photo here for Bowtech. But there's another young female who also shoots target archery, who's a hunter who actually has made it into one of the most famous, you know, utes of hunting videos that's ever been on YouTube.
What's a ute?
Yeah. But, I mean, she has also gotten, like, horrible, vile threats. And I gotta give it to her. Her dad is no slouch. You know, you want to talk some shit to his daughter?
Who is this? Don't show me the picture. Wait, what? Why aren't you gonna... You don't want to tell her name?
No, I'm not. She's a minor. I'm gonna leave her name out of it.
Oh, okay. She's a minor. Because everyone that's listening is wondering.
I'm sorry. Well, they can... A lot of these people who know I'm gonna talk about, because she's on Bowtech.
Oh, okay.
A lot of hunters are probably, you know, just giving her credit for what she does. But people have also thrown threats at her. I've seen on some of her posts and stuff like that. And boy, daddy is no slouch.
Okay. Sorry, everyone who's listening that...
Yeah. If I'm being kind of vague, it's because these people are not of age. So, we have a recommendation for a part that just popped up. Anyway,
Yeah, well,
definitely get at some of these comments that are coming through while we're recording here, since Steph got a surprise shot of me. So, but yeah, it's just please be careful, you know, because some of these people, there's just a lot of dumbass people in society. So if someone's out there throwing, hey, I'll throw $10K to anyone who slashes this dude up or female or whoever they're talking about, do yourself a favor, report the shit. Cover your own back. There's no reason to try and, you know, tough it out or be like, haha, you know, this is funny. No, it's not that funny. You know, we all know why we hunt. We all know we feed our families and whatnot like that. And the sheer joy of the hunt itself and the work and the effort you put into it, in the end, it all pays off. But when you got some... trying not to curse too damn much here. Mm-hmm. But when you got some vile piece of crap offering $10K to have you killed and $5K to burn a business down, yeah, you know, they're not worth the air they breathe. So, you know, maybe an email might ruin their life a little bit. I know, I did it. I got a response from the CEO of a company. And the picture, like I said, had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the person that they were threatening. I emailed both of these dudes' bosses.
Yeah.
And got the one, the CEO responded to me, and the other guy, no one responded. So, you know, I think if someone tries to show up to Mike's shop with a Molotov cocktail, Mike might, you know, take care of his own stuff. But
yeah, but
at
the
least,
FBI got involved.
Yes. Actually, yeah, let me get into that too. Mike, who I speak to kind of regularly, has also informed me that he has contacted the authorities about the threats that were made towards this female and towards his business.
Right.
So this is going up through the feds, and, you know, the right people have been notified about what is going on. So hopefully, you know, something is really done about it and not just like, oh, I'm just going to block him. Or they, you know, hopefully they do something about it.
Yeah.
Because stuff like this needs to be done. You know, I don't like seeing just people threaten people on the internet over the dumb stuff. I mean, but when you're offering money to kill someone or to hurt someone, something might be a dumbass out there who's going to try and take you up on that offer.
There's a lot of, you know, I can probably go on and on and on about this. And I'll probably be, you know, repeating
it'll probably get
myself.
Worse as our kids get older and we teach both of them how to shoot. Because we already know that's going to happen because Anthony's 3 and you're already like, we got to buy him a bow.
Because it's our job as parents to put our kids into sports whether they like it or not because it makes us feel better.
No, you're not going to get an argument from me on that one. I mean, you might have people clapping in their cars as they're listening to this. Like, right now, that is so awesome.
Anyway. So on another note, we did go out shooting.
Oh, so we're going to get into what we did. I thought this was just going to be the rant episode. So, okay, here we go.
Okay, no, we can save it for
the next
one.
No, keep going. Let's go. Fuck it.
No, we could do...
No.
You sure?
Yes. That's fine. I like doing hour-long episodes. We're a half hour in only.
Anyway.
We just put the half hour ranting.
So we did go shooting, but I just want to bring it up that we have someone on Instagram. We have one person, which I'll take it. I don't really care. He mentioned that we should check out Vapor Trail Archery.
That's the comment I just said that I was talking about that we get into that later.
I know, but you know, I have a selective hearing and
it's married life. There we
sometimes
go.
I don't really listen to you. I'm kinda all about myself. Mm-hmm. So he said the Pro V rest is really good. So yeah. I'm looking at it now and I don't know. I don't know. Have you ever heard of them? Or
yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
actually, you know the one girl I showed you a picture of, that's the rest that she's sponsored by.
Let me go check on our daughter.
Okay. But yeah, definitely. We will probably try and get one of the Pro V rests on here. This way we can use that on the bows. Oh, and they also make strings and cables. Vapor Trail. Yes. Actually, Vapor Trail is the strings that James had recommended for me to swap out onto my Inertia and onto Steph's Stinger X, because apparently even on the Stinger they pick up quite a bit of speed. He said right out of the box they'll actually pick up speed. Then you can put some of the speed balls and stuff like that on the string, give the string some extra weight so it throws itself harder, to kind of accelerate Steph's arrows a little bit more, which would definitely work. So yeah, we'll definitely look into them, because actually Steph's strings are about 2 years old now.
Yeah, mine are about due to be changed out. So honestly,
the one he's recommending, the strings that James had recommended, the Vapor Trails. But they also make Arrowrest, the Pro-V Arrowrest.
Yeah. That's probably why I
recognize the name.
Yeah. Okay, so when my strings are ready to be up, which are going to be coming up soon.
Probably after the holidays.
We'll go through them, because we all know who, you know, I absolutely love about getting our other strings through.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Yes. So we'll try that out.
Yeah, I'll definitely see if I can get my hands, too, on a Pro-V Rest. Okay, so that I will keep in mind. We will try and get our hands on a Pro-V Rest. We'll get our hands on some Vapor strings, because I want to change the color scheme of both bows. We're going to do Steph's Stinger in black and green. And I am, she has the Skullworks 2 camo. So her bow is going to be all black and greened out. And then my bow is going to go black and orange. So...
yeah, but that's after he changed his mind how many times on the color. It was going to be blue.
I didn't want blue.
Black and blue just looks like I beat him up a couple times.
Right, yeah, that's why I didn't want the blue. But no, originally I was thinking about going black and green, but I figured why not? You know, I'll try to make it black and orange instead. Do the fluorescent orange. Okay, so are you going to get her real quick?
Yeah, just keep going.
So Steph is going to get my daughter here real fast while I'm going to ramble on. But yeah, if anyone else wants to throw us comments, let us know what you're interested in hearing us talk about. As Steph mentioned, we did go to the range this week, and I had the AAE Hawkeye Arrowrest on my bow, which is a relatively really cheap limb-driven Arrowrest. And on her bow was the True Glow Lockfire. So, and I mean, my bow, right after I got the center shot done and everything like that, my bow was on point the whole entire time.
Yeah, we all know that.
Why?
You just went out and everything was all X's.
They were good. I mean, it was firing really nice.
How about my arrows? Oh, yeah, they're all together. Yeah, I see.
Well, you got to, like, real. It's a. I paid $27 for it.
Yeah, yours was the cheaper one.
Yeah, I have the cheaper one on the, you know, on the bow that costs twice as much. Mm-hmm. I put the cheaper one on mine just to show that, you know, you don't have to go crazy. But yeah, I mean, I got the center and everything all done. I got the 90 degrees on the arrow from the string and everything like that. And it was just throwing frozen ropes right at the bullseye, one after the other after the other. And super easy to adjust, wasn't very difficult at all. But, you know, very impressive rest. So if you're thinking about getting a starting arrow rest and you want a, like, pretty decently quality drop away arrow rest at a very good price, I would definitely look up the AAE Hawkeye. You know, very, very good rest. You know,
it was quiet too.
Yeah, extremely quiet.
Yeah,
it wasn't loud at all. Actually, and I asked my boss too. We have a decibel meter at work. I don't know why we have a decibel meter at a diesel truck shop. But he said if we go to the range, I can borrow it, because I told him I want to measure the sound coming off the bows.
Why do they have one at your...
I have no idea. Everything's so loud, it just blew my mind that we even had them there. And he's like, he doesn't even know why. He's like, so yeah, if you want to borrow it, you know, you can use it and get the sound off the bows and see how loud the bows actually are.
Interesting. That would be an interesting addition.
Yeah, I think it would be something new. Because right now I have... what are my arrows? One set is 450 to 460 grains. And the whole idea is when you go to heavier arrows, your bow gets quieter. And then my FMJs are 518 to 520 apiece.
That would be interesting. But we'd have to take in consideration that if there's other people shooting at the time, what the range is from what it picks up.
Right. Well, you put the meter right next to the bow.
Yeah, but if there's a lot more people there compared to if there's no one else there.
Well, the time we go there, it's usually just me and you, maybe one other person.
True.
And if I'm trying to meter your bow, the only bow that I'm going to watch the numbers for is yours anyway.
Well, yeah. Just so, saying, though.
What'd you think of your lock fire? Because I like my Hawkeye.
You know what? I have to say, the first time around, it was... I had to get used to the fact that I had to actually put up that little...
Well, you didn't have to. It was just a thing of ease.
Well, it has the little... what is the actual name for it? Like a specific name for the part that actually lifts up the...
It's the rest itself.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if it had like a little
specific... No, it's got like the little tab you can flick the switch, just like a QAD would have, which right. brings up the two prongs and the arrow sits in the middle. So she had to get used to actually hitting that tab.
Yeah.
Whereas before you had the updraft, which it didn't matter where the arrow was, the whale tail was so wide it would automatically center the arrow.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, we did have to, after my first two times shooting, it did take some adjustment.
Yeah, I had to readjust the center shot.
Which wasn't too bad. I think, honestly, you only having to adjust it twice.
Yeah, the vertical, I didn't have to touch at all. The vertical I got because I have my my T-square here for the bow. So we knew the vertical was right. But for some reason, your bow likes to shoot, and it might just be because of riser flex, your bow likes to shoot just slightly to the right of the center mark that's on the handle of the riser. Your bow doesn't like to shoot dead center on it, so your bow is slightly to the right.
You know, it also could be the way that I just shoot, too. It
might possibly be.
That it's just something that I just, you know... It's just the way I shoot, just consistently. Right. But either way, after getting used to that, but you just change, like adjusting it twice.
Right. And also I adjusted the clamp on the string. And yeah. I was right. Never had a problem where the fork stood up. At full draw, it was drawing out at a 45-degree angle, which pulled the hammer dead straight off. And it fired clean every single time. So if you do happen to get the lock fire, because it is, like I said, it's built like a damn tank. It is strong. It's you could tell it's a well-built arrow rest. Just make sure that when you do install it, someone pulls that string tight and has it at like pretty much right at that 45 degree angle mark with the hammer, because the hammer pulls out at just about that angle. This way the string is pulling that hammer straight out. This way it'll release perfectly every time.
Yeah, but after that, my arrows were
oh yeah, you were on point every single yeah. shot after that, once we got the center done.
But I have to say, I mean, you know, I liked it.
Good.
You know, I really didn't have... I mean, we only went out so far that once.
Twice.
Was it twice?
Twice so
far. That's
right,
it was twice.
Mm-hmm. The first time is when we did this couple of adjustments, and then the second time, you were like, all right, now that the adjustments are done, and let's see how consistent it is, and you were just rifling and...
Yeah, so I think, you know, after a couple more times, then we'll get more of a rounded opinion about, you know, everything. But so far, so, you know, I do like it. I have to say, it's I feel like I'm a little bit more accurate with this one.
Yeah, it seems so. It seems like it's actually like a little bit more guided right toward the middle than the updraft was. Yeah.
And you know, I have to say, honestly, like True Glow is more on the budget friendly
yes
side of things. They're not on the higher end of as far as pricing wise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, so far that we've been using everything, it's we've had no problems with anything.
No.
Everything's lasted so far.
The updrafts were set up very easily. They worked every time. I mean, you were a good shot, 20, 30 yards, no problem.
So, I mean, as far as, like, budget-wise, setting up a bow, you really don't have to... You're not sacrificing quality by going with some of, like, the budget. I keep using budget-friendly because that's probably the best way to put it.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You don't need to spend all this money to have a great setup.
Right.
All the time. People think that if it's not a high-end name that, you know, you spend hundreds of dollars on, that, you know, you're not going to be able to have a good setup. But I honestly, after we've been trying out all these different things from, especially from True Glow, because they've been the easiest to get.
They've been the easiest one to get everything from, yes.
You know, honestly, I think you could get...
Trophy Ridge has just been sights, pretty much. But True Glow has been sights and rests and...
Stabilizers.
And yeah, stabilizers, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, Trophy Ridge, we just had Whisker Biscuits from. I never bothered getting the HXL arrow rests just because they were a pain in the ass to find, and I couldn't get a good price on them at all. Let's see, what sites we had a couple. We had the Peak.
We had a bunch.
Had a couple of sites.
We have them on our website.
Yeah. But a lot of stuff's been from TrueGo. You know, the mm-hmm. Rival Effects was a great site. The MicroBright that you were rocking was a great site.
Yeah.
You use your Archer's Choice all the time with your 2x magnifier mm-hmm. on it, and you like that one. We just got to get you the more updated one with the dial instead of that lever. This way your yardages are much easier to move.
Yeah. But we have to go to a longer range for that.
Yeah, we got to get to that outdoor range.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Well, going into the cooler.
Right, yeah, we're probably going to be sticking indoors for the rest of the next.
Well, no, I mean, as long as it doesn't snow or it's not, you know, high gusty outside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, so far, so good.
With no, both I think of ours. I think it's built really, really solid. So that's the one thing that's for sure is that site is definitely solid. Like I said, the AAE Hawkeye is, I think, like I said, I paid like $30 for it, $28, and it's worth every dollar of it. You know, yes, like I said, it was a little bit of a pain in the ass to get that damn thing set up and everything, but once it was set up and I had the center mark and everything done, and it was just nonstop, just, you know, yeah. Everything was clean shots out of it. Arrow rest, never had a problem getting out of my way. Never hit my arrows, not once. And so, I mean, if you're looking for an entry-level drop-away rest, I mean, Hawkeye is definitely, you know, worth the money. It's definitely something I would look into. What else? Anything? What, you got anything else?
As far as the range goes?
Right.
No, that's pretty much it.
I still have to switch out that peep sight either on my bow or on your bow. Your bow, you want the specialty archery one.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get you the clarifier and everything like that from specialty archery for yours to clear up your 2x magnifier. And then I'm going to try out the TrueGlow. I think it's the VersaPeep is the one that I have, which has the changeable inserts and everything on it.
Right.
I want to see how that is. Maybe it'll help me with my my housing to housing alignment, because I can go from literally just by an insert, go from 1/4 inch to 3/16 right immediately. So I'll probably be doing that sometime this week and swap those two out and then go from there. And you want to do your thing for your slings?
Yeah, no, I just didn't know if we were done with talking about...
I'm pretty good, yeah, because right now both of us are liking the arrow rest that we have. We talked about the whole thing with Mike's situation there.
Yeah, so on my it was my last one that I mentioned it, right?
With the yes, that we were doing. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Or that you were doing, I should say.
Yeah. So, basically, sorry, I'm trying to feed our daughter while we're doing this.
Yeah, she decided to wake up.
Yeah, no, that's all right, though. She's crashing this show. So, basically, what I mentioned last time was I started with my little hobby of doing bow slings. I have my shop on Etsy, so it's under Shooting Skulls. And I wanted to try something out. So, for the time being, we're only... Our main host for the podcast is through Podbean. And I know a lot of you listen through Podbean, and some listen through whatever other
iTunes and Google platform. And whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So, for the time being, well, right now we're looking at going through maybe a different host that'll kind of connect us to everyone from one spot. But what I wanted to do until then, because that might not be for...
A while.
Maybe another month until we get all the specifics figured out. I want to try just through Podbean. The first, I wanted to give away some free stuff to try and get...
Free slings.
Yeah, free slings, basically, it was. Through my Etsy shop to try and get a little bit more traffic through it to try and, you know, get it a little bit more out there. So I was going to give away at least, I was thinking about five, mm-hmm. five free bow slings. And basically through Podbean, unfortunately, but Podbean, you can download for free. You can listen for free. You can download the episodes on Wi-Fi.
So you're not actually using any bandwidth whatsoever.
But unfortunately, we can only really see a lot through Podbean. So if you subscribe on Podbean and follow us on Instagram through our Off Center Archers and through Shooting Skulls. Mm-hmm. And basically, with all that, just leave us a comment through our Off Center Archers. I don't know if your name, I guess the name that you subscribe on Podbean is what you'd have to actually comment on our Off Center Archers.
Well, what they can do also is comment on the episode itself.
Yeah.
And let us know what your Instagram name is.
Right.
And then I can just go through it that way.
As long as we can check that you're subscribed and you're following us, is basically. This is going to be the first time out for us, so we're kind of, you know, figuring things out, so.
We're winging it.
Yes. Then I guess I'm going to do it to five. I don't even know if we're going to reach five. I don't know how many people are actually going to be listening that will be doing this. But when people hear free, that's like a free-for-all. So.
Well, there's also a lot of people, like I said, that I mean, we have 120-something followers right now or something like that on Instagram.
Right.
So even if you go on Instagram, if you follow both pages, that @shooting_skulls, and then our Off-Center Archers page, and make sure, like, you tag, like, we'll put the rules and everything in there. So it's going to be either, like, you follow us on Podbean, or if you're following us on social media, because either you're, like, on an iPhone and it's easy for you to listen to us on iTunes. We'll put two different ways for you to win, either one directly through Podbean and then everyone else, because, like I said, there's iTunes and Pocket Cast and Google Play and everybody else. We'll give you guys your own way to win on Instagram. And then we'll just set the rules. It'll probably be like the, okay, you know, make sure you like this photo and tag one of your friends. And then we'll figure it out as we go, because if we make you do the tag one of your friends, we'll give away one to you and one to your friend.
Probably tonight or tomorrow, I'll post it up on our Instagram page.
So, all right. So, just so everybody knows also, today is Sunday the 19th. So, we'll have this post. I'll have this episode posted tonight. So, we should have the contest idea up on Instagram by tomorrow the 20th.
With everything, and basically in my Etsy shop, you'll find there's a custom section and then there's a pre-made section. So out of the pre-made section, I have certain slings up. I'll be giving, you know, whatever you can pick from there, which one you want for free.
Right. Yeah. And you have several right now pre-made.
Yeah, I have several and I'll be posting up more. So by tomorrow you'll see more up. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
And then, you know, for something like this, we'll see how this one goes. And then I'll kind of get my bearings on everything. And then once we figure out what we're doing with the hosting, it'll be easier to do this because we'll be able to look at all of the hosting areas as far as like Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, etc. from one place. Instead of trying to, because right now we have to look at everything separately. So if we want to see Podbean, we have to be on Podbean. If we want to see Stitcher, we have to go there separately. If we want to see, so if you commented any of those things, we have to go separately to each one.
Right.
If that makes sense to everyone, because we're also new for podcasting, so we're.
This is something we started for fun, and we just seem to be having a lot more listens now. And
I still do it for fun.
It is something. Well, no, I'm just saying, we did something we started basically for fun, and it's been getting more and more and more.
Yeah. So you know, where if anyone has any suggestions as far as hosting podcasting, then feel free to let us know. But yeah, so that's what we're gonna be doing. So take a look at it. Take a look out for it, I should say, for tomorrow. Being posted up there with everything as far as details, I should say. And that's it.
Okay. We'll figure, like I said, we'll post everything about the rules. Mm-hmm. Like, if you subscribe to us on Podbean, you're automatically going to be entered into as one. And It's just hard for us because of the way Podbean stats are set up for us to know who else is subscribed, because it doesn't show us any subscribers but Podbean. Yeah. But if I look at my stats, it'll show me, okay, you had 25 listens this week on iTunes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show me that anyone on iTunes is subscribed.
Yeah.
So if you're a subscriber on Podbean, you'll automatically be entered, and then everyone else that's on iTunes and so on, we'll list the ways for you to enter on Instagram.
Yeah, so we're figuring this out. This is going to be the first one. We're kind of winging it. We're not exactly professionals, so just roll with it. That's all I got to say.
That's true.
Don't set us at high expectations, because we're not really there yet. Just, you know,
This is only episode 25. We don't have 1,000 in the bag. Or 26, I'm sorry. 26.
Give us a shot. Well, yeah. Now that we're, a little bit settled...
Yes,
from where
yes.
we were, we'll be able to do more frequently. It's things will be calming down.
Right.
Now that I'm not pregnant anymore, and we're not looking to move, and so it's all done.
Yep.
It's nice.
It is. To be settled is quite good right now.
Yeah.
Everything's going good between jobs and stuff like that, and kids, and are healthy and everything. And
yeah.
So, all right, folks. Well, that's going to be the end of this episode. So,
well, that's it. All done.
Yeah, I guess. Unless you have anything else,
I'll have to save it for the next episode.
What's that?
It'll be a surprise.
No, it's not. She's full of shit. So,
what do you mean?
So, all right, folks. We will be back, probably, hopefully, within the next week. Because with our son's schedule in school, we've been able to go shooting now twice a week at least.
Yes, but Thanksgiving is coming up.
Thanksgiving is this weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we, because we're going to your mom's house, so we're going to the in-laws. Is there any archery ranges out? Oh, there's that park. I should bring the bow with me. I should bring my bow and the bear, and I could take your brother shooting.
What park?
Sundune, I think it's called.
Are you just making shit up now?
No. I'm serious. There's an outdoor archery range in Myrtle.
Interesting. Okay, so...
Because I know I can fit your bow and my bow in one case, because your bow is 3 inches larger.
Or why don't we just leave him as is? We're not packing.
Well, if I have to try and bring the bear so Matt can come with us. My brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll figure it out.
I don't know.
So, imagine it'll be cool if we go shoot somewhere else. But anyway, you'll see the contest stuff listed.
We'll put pictures up if we do.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Yes, I'll look for the contest that were the preliminary, I should say. Because this is something I would like to do once a month to try and get, everything out there and... Because I like pictures, and I like opinions, and I like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're finally getting comments, about maybe we should try this. I've gotten, emails and stuff like that, and direct, text messages and stuff, but the fact that we're actually going to start getting, got a comment about,
Yeah.
Strings and whatnot. I'm sorry. I'm just drawing a blank. I'm on my third or fourth beer right now. No, I can't. No. I can't look down and read and talk at the same time.
Anyway, so as far as today's episode goes...
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Yes. And we'll be back soon. Hopefully, we'll have something next weekend again.
Yes. And everyone enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yes, everyone have a nice, safe holiday.
Don't kill your in-laws. Don't drink too much.
I got nothing, because that actually summed it all up right there. So, all right, folks. Have a nice week. Have a nice holiday. Be safe.
Yes.
Have fun shooting.